Oh, go ahead.
We seem to ask you every Monday last year who was your starting quarterback, so we'll do it again.
Trevor's our starting quarterback, and hopefully he's going to be okay. Really proud of Paxton, how he came in and played yesterday, but we feel fortunate with Trevor, and like I said, hopefully we'll be day-to-day here and get him the next week, but part of it, overcome a lot of injuries. We still got the couple offensive guys that have been out, Virgil and Stevenson, continue to miss DeMarcus, so those type of things we got to continue to work through. So just another challenge.
The injury?
He has a sprained shoulder. Yeah. They're actually still evaluating that. I let the guys come in a little later today. But he's got a sprained shoulder, and the way Greek told me, we're just day-to-day. We'll see, how he feels. Obviously, it's his non-throwing shoulder, so it's about getting himself to where he feels like he can go through the motion again and stuff. So we'll see.
Is it manageable?
Are you okay with the hit?
I really didn't see it. It happened more with the sling of, throwing Trevor across. He was not down, so he was throwing him down. But he took a few shots in the game, early in the game with a couple of sacks. So, Jeff, I don't know.
Yeah. Is the issue pain management because it's his left side, or is it mechanical? I'd
say it's probably a combination of both. He's just really, really sore and just going through that motion, going through the throwing motion. Obviously, no, throwing the ball is not going to be a problem. It's, how does it feel when he moves his whole trunk and all those type of things? So we'll have to see.
You feel good now, though, four games in, and you made a decision before the season, you and John, to go with a second year quarterback and a rookie quarterback, and it's turned out okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting, Jeff, because obviously they're both good players, but making that decision, kind of watching them grow up together and go through this. And, probably going to need them both. I mean, it's just kind of the nature of this business nowadays. And here we are 4 weeks into the season. We've used them both to get to where we're at. So, it's exciting to watch both of them grow, to watch both of them prepare each week. I think they both have bright futures, and that's great for our organization.
Gary, if worse came to worse yesterday, who would have been a third-string quarterback?
We have a couple of things we could do. I won't get into that, but we have a way that we would operate, so I won't give that away. It's top secret.
Do you think, next week in terms of Austin Davis and maybe not?
Well, I think you always, address how you're going to suit. Do you suit two? Do you suit three? And we feel comfortable suiting two guys. If we got an emergency situation, we know how we'd operate and what we'd do. But could this change things? I don't think. By the end of the week, I don't think it will. I don't think so.
How do you feel about how Paxton and Trevor did from watching the film, how each played?
Yeah, Trevor did fine. He got off to a really good start, was playing good. I think he's got a couple sacks he's going to look at and say, I got to help our guys up front. I got to get rid of the ball here. I think he could have got rid of the ball a couple times. Paxton, I was impressed. He goes in there. It's a tough situation. He operated in a two-minute drill very nicely, got us in position, came out right after halftime, took us on an eight-minute drive, I think a 10-12 play drive, something like that. So, he got in a rhythm. He throws the ball down the field very well. Came out of a couple of bad situations by keeping from going down. It could have been more sacks. He, bailed us out a couple of times, threw the ball away. So a lot to grow from, but I thought he was very composed in what he was doing. Had a big smile on his face and told him to go have some fun and play. And I think that's what he did.
That's all right. Huh?
Did you challenge your guys up front to get the running game going with
Max? Yeah, we really struggled, especially in the first half, Mike. But, that's the best friend a young quarterback can have. But whether it would have been Paxton or Trevor would have came back, we needed to get, moving the ball a little better on the ground, because we were hurting ourselves some really third and long. So, but it did help when we ran the ball a little bit and started the third quarter, kept our third downs a little bit more manageable, made a few, helped us out.
Stevenson, you think?
I think he and Virgil are both in the same boat. They both did more today. Right now we're looking towards them being a part of whatever we're doing Wednesday, somehow, some way, how much he'll be a part, I don't know. But obviously I think they're both very close. So, and DeMarcus is doing great. DeMarcus starts working out today. He'll be reevaluated here, is my understanding, at the end of the week. Okay, so, but he's starting to make progress too.
Gary, you take a look at this team. This is the third hot weather game in a row, two have been in humidity. And this team seems to be, now is it better shape, the rotation and the depth? Is it a combination of both?
Well, I think that, you know, that's the way it's panned out. We've had three really tough games, you're right, you know, not only hot, but then we get the weather at the end yesterday. So been three challenging situations. Everybody has contributed. Everybody has played. I made a comment, and I should have never made that last week. Normally the guy doesn't play as a backup quarterback. Now he's involved, so we have definitely all played now. So, you know, that's kind of the way we're built as a team. You know, we expect to do that. We play a lot of people, especially rotation-wise, defensive line and things like that, receivers. So we've held up well. Luke's done a good job with them. Usually September is the month. You'll play some warm football depending on where you play, and we've held up well so far.
There's always room for improvement. Do you feel your defense is playing better now than it did last season?
We're getting our hands on the ball a lot right now. I think there's some things we can still do better that we did. Last year we were a great third down team. Yesterday we were pretty good after the first drive. But I think that's something we continue to improve upon. Yards per carry, rush-wise, is something we got to continue to improve upon. I thought we took some strides yesterday against a quarterback that can move. Did a better job of keeping him contained. I'm thinking of him getting out once, I know of. So those are some things we can improve upon, but we continue to get our hands on the ball.
How did you grade out your offensive line after yesterday's performance?
We can always do better. You know, we can. That's all of us. You know, I thought that I think Russell Okung's playing at a high level. I think our center's playing at a high level. We got to continue to grow as a group. We've had a few changes go on. We've adjusted, but we can adjust better. So, you know, continue to look at what we're doing, try to improve.
Are you liking what you're seeing from Ty at right tackle?
Well, I think Ty's coming along. Remember, Ty hasn't played a lot of football, and now he's been forced into playing a lot of football very quickly. So that's tough to do. I think he's had his moments, looking for more consistency, but I like the way he's working. Needs to keep coming along to help us get better.
What is your thought with Trevor Sore? Paxton did pretty good, and you got two games in 11 days here.
Yeah, right.
Maybe taking a look at Lynch here these next couple of weeks and then making sure Trevor's.
You know, Mike, we're gonna approach every week to get our best people on the field, you know, and Trevor's our starter, so we're going to give him every opportunity to get there on Sunday. I was asked today, could he play without a lot of practice? That would never be a problem with him because he's very bright in what we're doing. So, you know, we'll push to get there, be as good as we can be against Atlanta, you know. But, you know, then we make decisions once we get to the end of the week.
Gary, what were your concerns about the weather delay, and what did you guys do in the locker room that all time?
It was tough, Les. You know, really, guys sat around. Guys are very upbeat. We had a time frame we were working on, so they promised us they'd give us enough time. So, okay, you're coming out in 15 minutes. You're going to warm up, then we're going to play. So that we didn't want to go in there and start, you know, getting on the board and jumping all over things and this and that when we were going to sit in there for an hour. So we tried to keep them calm, just hang in there, not get too relaxed, talk about the moment, talk about the job we had to go out there and do. And then when they gave us that time frame, then we went back into like a halftime mode. You know, I had Luke talk to him. Here's how we're going to warm up. We sat down as coaches, went through what we're fixing to go out there and do, went over some calls and stuff. So kind of went through just like we were at halftime, warmed up really hard, went back to work. You asked me about my concerns. My concerns really just player safety, really all players. I mean, you play for 3 hours. You sit for – how long did we sit, guys? It was an hour. I was on an hour and a half delay. And then you throw those guys go back on that field, and that field was in really bad shape. You know, fortunately, we got both. Looks like both teams got out of there healthy, but that was my biggest concern.
What has Derek Wolfe done to step up this year and really build off what he did in the last postseason?
Well, I think Derek had a great offseason, number one. He's in really, really good shape. You know, he had some things going on with his family. He missed the last couple weeks of camp or something there. We held him out. So, but he's come back and been exceptional. And I think his ability to stay on the field a lot of plays right now is really panning out, playing well for Bill. What did he have, 2.5 sacks yesterday? Actually, he's one of our defensive players of the game.
Early impression to the Falcons offense? It seems like they're moving on pretty good.
Well, it's a real early impression because we got home pretty late. So I know they're really good. I know some guy had 300 yards catching yesterday. He's pretty good. So we got our hands full. Kyle's doing a great job with them. I mean, they're exceptional right now, top of the league. So we understand all that. Trying to get yesterday behind us still right now, and we'll move forward here this afternoon.
With Paxton, you didn't exactly treat him with kid gloves when you put him in there. He had 24 pass attempts and basically a little more than a quarter and a half, not even.
Well, yeah, you know, I think, I mean, you have to show confidence in him, Mike. I mean, he goes out there, I mean, his strength is throwing the ball, and his strength is really throwing the ball down the field. So tried to put him in those situations, see how he'd react. His first play actually might have been his worst play of the game, and that was one we sat there and talked about during a, you know, injury timeout. Okay, this is what we're going to do, Paxton, da-da-da-da-da. And then I didn't like his decision there. And then from there on, he was pretty good. You know, has a couple he liked to have back, but made some great throws, you know, and handled himself really well.
Gary, looking back at training camp, I mean, at the beginning you had the three quarterbacks rotating with the first unit. Mm-hmm. So now that you look back, you say, you know, I must have been pretty smart because the chemistry was pretty good between he and the wide receiver.
Yeah, you know, and he's been practicing well. You know, I was asked that yesterday. He really has. He's practiced well. A scout team going against our defense every day is making him better. And it really helps our defense because he's a down-the-field, throw the ball, you know, get the ball down the field type of guy. Makes Akeem and Chris and those guys really work in practice. And I just think it showed. You know, his preparation's been good mentally, but I don't think it was too big for him once it was time to go.
In what ways did Kyle Shanahan grow when he worked for you in Houston?
Oh, Kyle's the sharpest guy as I have ever worked for. Excuse me. I mean, he's exceptional of attacking defenses, knowing what he wants to get done. I mean, we all know how he grew up and being around ball all the time. But he's great with players, knows how to get guys the ball. You see what he did yesterday. So obviously they're off to a hot start. Quarterback's playing extremely well.
Who did you name as players of the week this week?
All right, let me see here. I said Wolf, right? Defensive guy, also Akeem. So we had two on defense. Offensively, it was Okung and DT. And special teams-wise, the guy that played really well for us was Dakota Watson.
Because you know Kyle so well, does that help you in your preparation at all, knowing his tendencies?
I don't know about that. He's changed a lot. They're doing a lot of different things, a lot more one-back stuff. We were a bunch of two-back back then when Kyle was with me, so spreading the field a lot more, a lot of three, four wides, those type of things. But obviously the key is, you know, even though they're throwing the ball so well, they're running the ball really well too. So you got two good backs working. Somebody told me they had three drives over 90 yards yesterday. Is that what you told me on the way in here? So, I mean, that's exceptional. So they're playing big time right now, big challenge for us.
Have you gotten something different from the last two offenses on the opening drive? Because it looks like both teams had a great opening drive and then – you sort of figured out what
are you talking about our defense going in? Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You're right. Like yesterday, all the third downs that they made against us were really made in the first drive, you know. I think actually it was their second drive, wasn't it, yesterday, so after we got the interception. But we've had some trouble early. Yeah, we have had some trouble early, and actually have had some trouble early in the second half, but yesterday's second half played lights out, really did. That big drive starting the third quarter really helped, too, because it was warm. We held the ball, I think, for 8 minutes, 7 or 8 minutes of that drive, got our defense fresh again to go play.
When Trevor came out and he told the trainers he could go back in if needed, did you consider using him, or did you kind of rule out that possibility of a concussion?
That's a good question. I don't know. I felt good about what Paxton was doing. Greg just came to me and Trevor said to me, he said, I'd go back if you need me to go back. I didn't think it made any sense at that point. You know, we needed to go find a way to win that game, and we didn't need to have anything getting worse. You know, we felt lucky at that point after I talked to Greg, so that's where we were.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you have a good day.